Imagine you could run so fast that you lost your boots. That's what happened here, and this is the lady who had to get that boot in front of a lot of people. The Unique Tale is our feature on today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit AgriLiquid.com.
Looking for potassium options to feed your crop? Well, potash is cheap, right? Wait. The slow breakdown and subsequent lack of nutrient availability of dry potash applied in the spring means that's money wasted. Wouldn't you rather spend your money on something that's going to impact this year's crop? Actually feed your plants the nutrition they need? Take a look at SureK by AgriLiquid. Designed as a full-season, planter-time potassium source, SureK can be applied in furrow, strip-till, 2x2, side-dress, broadcast on small grains and forage crops, and as a foliar. Find out more about SureK at AgriLiquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
War Paint is one of the mascots for the Kansas City Chiefs, a registered paint horse ridden by a Chiefs cheerleader that rides onto the field after each score. Riley Strite works for the trainer of War Paint. Horse, trainers, and assistants have a lot to do outside of the 10 home games.
She will go to training camp with the Chiefs before season starts. She is also requested to different schools and other activities. She attends parades.
But the time most people will see War Paint is after the Chiefs score a touchdown.
If we are looking to get on and off the field quickly, she will just run a lap. What we have done in the past is run straight down the middle of the field and then walk around on the outside of the field.
Riley just graduated from high school. She and her younger brother are the assistants. They've worked for the stable that houses War Paint for several years. She's had many experiences at Arrowhead Stadium and a couple of on-field experiences, so to speak.
War Paint wears special boots, and one game a boot fell off as she was running a lap on the field. It fell off around the 30-yard line, and I was chosen to run out on the field and pick up the boot and then run back in with her.
And of course, Riley does keep a bucket around, just in case.
We have some strategically placed around the stadium. There is one 5-gallon bucket with a pitchfork in it, hidden behind a trash can in the far end zone, and then we also have one in the tunnel.
They've only needed the bucket once, and it was before Riley's time. The event made SportsCenter's not top 10 list that day. Riley plans to continue working with horses through college. She enjoys the chance to visit with people about War Paint and horses in general, sharing the story of agriculture to a fan base passionate about football. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.